Tonight on SmackDown Live After Buzz TV After Show, the first round of the King of the Ring gets completed. Do we have any idea what's happening with Roman? And stupid, stupid, stupid. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Like and subscribe, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down this week's SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Alongside with me, as always, the lovely Gabby Loren.
With the lovely host, Christian Rosenberg. Thanks, Christian.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I knew you wanted it.
I did. It's nice to get some compliments back once in a while, Gabby. But how are you doing? You good?
Yeah, things are good. How
Excellent.
About you?
I'm all right. I'm getting over a little cold. My voice is a little hoarse. I'm not quite sure why, but I'm pulling through. I'm going to pull through.
Seems like it's cold season again. A lot of people are getting sick.
People are getting sick when it's just stupid hot in LA.
Yeah, I feel like it's been very, very hot lately. Very hot.
And
for sure.
And again, as conspicuous by his absence is Tom Connolly, our other host, because, you know, he's still busy being a dad. But people have been asking, you know, do these children actually exist? Because he's been gone for a few weeks. But we have proof. If you want to take a look, there is little Phoenix and Orion Connolly right there.
Aww.
There they are. Do not ask me who is who, because I have no idea.
Oh,
I don't know which
so
one's
cute.
Which. But you know what? I think as a little gift to Tom, since he's not here. Hey, engineer Josh in the booth, can you hit Christian's Closet music for the little guys here?
Will do.
Yes. Let's get these guys their official induction in the world of wrestling by getting on Christian's Closet. If you take a look at them once again in those blankets, you got, we'll say one Uso, because we don't know who's who. You know, sporting the stripes are very slimming, so it's always a good thing, you know, and it's multicolored.
Are they slimming? Normally they're not.
I think they're slimming. I think they're looking fantastic. And then the other Connolly, going nature, going adventure with the multicolored elephants on the blanket. I think it's top-notch fashion quality for top-notch children right there.
Yeah.
I think Tom did a good job. Well, it's probably his fiance, but we'll say Tom did a good job.
Or the hundreds of people that showed up to their baby shower.
Or that.
Yeah. They had so much family and friends. It was crazy.
Yeah. There you go. Congrats, Phoenix and Orion. You've made Christian's Closet. You're welcome. That's my gift to you guys, since I wasn't at that baby shower.
That's cute.
There you go. All right, you can cut the music. Let's get into this SmackDown. It's where, on one hand, I felt like there was a lot of development. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, it was just like, eh. It was weird, because like one moment I'm like, oh, this is going good. And then not so much going on. I don't know how you felt.
I understand what you're saying. I actually really like the matches tonight, specifically the girls' match, Lacey Evans. She did phenomenal tonight.
Oh, we're going to have a discussion then on that, because I completely disagree.
You disagree?
Oh, yes. But we'll get into that a little bit.
I don't know. I really like her personality and her character, and I thought it was really fun.
Okay.
But we can get into it later. And some of the male matches, of course, were really good. I don't know. I was really into the matches tonight.
Well,
that's a good thing. But I could see maybe, like, the storyline, there was, like, lulls here and there. The only interesting part was when Daniel Bryan came out at the end, storyline-wise, and was freaking out on Rowan.
Yeah. Yeah, that brought a whole new twist to things.
Yeah, it's definitely a twist. I thought that was really good. But, yeah, there were other parts that we saw, other segments that maybe you didn't have as much emotion or excitement going on.
Mm. Well, let's dive right into this with Kofi Kingston starting the show off, our WWE champion. And he wanted to prove to Randy Orton that he belonged in that top spot. And Orton's now made it personal by getting his family involved. And Orton was afraid last week when Kofi went nuts and attacked with a chair, because he looked in his eyes and realized that I'm not playing around with him. Randy Orton interrupts on the Tron and repeatedly said the word stupid, like a dozen or so times. And he apparently received this letter in his hotel room asking him to please stop hurting Kofi Kingston. He's my hero. He's crying at night because you scare him. You're a mean man. Because Kofi's my father. And it's signed by Kofi's son, Kai.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Randy's like, hey, I happen to be at the same hotel as your family. I'll go pay him a visit. Leaves Kofi to run up the ramp, and they meet up in gorilla position. They brawl. Eventually, a DDT on the floor once the agents and the referees separate the two, and Kofi's laid lame. Didn't we just do the storyline last year with Joe and
With the families and AJ and everything? It was interesting, though. I liked it when they brought in their families.
I like it. I just don't like it so often. They're using the same thing of this is how Orton's going to get under Kofi's skin, just like how this was how Joe got under AJ's skin.
Well, it's hard because AJ and Kofi are kind of similar in that way. They're both baby faces. They both have families that they care about. So they have like similar backgrounds, whereas, you know, Samoa Joe's a heel, and Randy Orton, like, never really talks about his family because he's the Viper, and nobody knows. I mean, we know he has a family, but in wrestling, he doesn't really talk about his family.
But you don't think just on between Orton and the Revival, and again, we'll get into that in a little bit, taking out the other members of the New Day, that's not enough to make it personal? Like, that story really hasn't been done much yet since Kofi's become champion, but this family thing we've seen over and over.
I don't mind it. I'm wondering where it's going to go next. Are we going to see Kai? Is Kai going to come out? Or, you know, I mean, we've seen it with The Miz even. The Miz and his dad in a different aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I find it to be interesting. I mean, if it's verbatim the same thing, then okay, it's going to get boring. But as long as they add in different angles, different dynamics, I'm fine with the family thing because that's how you get personal. That's how you really get under someone's skin and get them to have a reaction.
All right. And then we got a quick little interview with Big E after that whole melee saying, you know, Kofi's going to be fine for Clash Champions, but after tonight I can't say the same for Randy Orton because they're going to square off in a little bit. But before that, we have King of the Ring action. Ali versus Buddy Murphy, and goddamn, this right here, these two guys, this match.
This was a great match, too.
This is what Fox has to push like crazy when SmackDown makes the move. These two guys are pretty much like the future of the company.
Keep them on SmackDown.
well, yeah, so keep them on Fox, which will be SmackDown. Raw's not moving to Fox.
Oh, yeah, Raw's staying on
Raw
USA.
Stays put on USA. So, yeah, true. You keep them on Tuesday.
Keep them
eventually
on
be Tuesday. Friday night. But these guys, they worked so well when they were on 205 Live. And tonight they had an amazing match as well. Towards the end of the match, Ali hits a tilt-a-whirl DDT while Buddy Murphy was hanging on the second rope. Just a pure core strength and balance in that is just absurd.
It is absurd. That's why they get the big bucks.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, if they keep using them on TV, yes.
Yeah.
This then eventually leads to the 450 splash by Ali. And even though Buddy Murphy came within an eyelash of beating Roman Reigns 2 weeks ago and beat Dan O'Brien last week, Ali beats Buddy Murphy tonight and advances King of the Ring. Were you surprised by that?
I'm not surprised because I know how talented Ali is, and I was rooting for him the whole time. He deserves it. He deserves a chance to be King of the Ring. Not that Buddy Murphy doesn't, but Ali came from 205 Live. You know, this was his start over, like, a few months ago, I guess, to be on the main roster. I think he needs his opportunity to, like, come in with a bang and shine and win over everybody and show what he really can do in the ring.
I think the fact that that Ali won this match helps both of them in so many ways, because if you just had Buddy Murphy beat Daniel Bryan and almost beat Roman Reigns, and then you had Ali beat Buddy Murphy, well, now Ali should be on that same caliber level as Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan as well. And Buddy Murphy doesn't drop because of what's happened, but now Ali has gone up. So, if anything, there's only helped elevate two young up-and-coming stars instead of just one. So I love the fact that Ali won this match, and I love the sportsmanship at the end. Told you.
You are sick. Gold. I hear it now.
Yeah. So the handshake at the end, two incredible athletes, and Buddy Murphy's still involved in the whole Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan storyline, and Ali can push in the King of the Ring storyline.
Exactamente. It is good for Buddy to continue his storyline with Roman Reigns and let Ali do his thing. They'll both be stars.
They will. And you know what else we like with stars? We like seeing five stars.
Yes.
On iTunes and various forms of other platforms that you're listening and downloading this on. And we want to make the show better and better for you as many ways as we can. Gab is going to tell you how you can help us.
That is right, Christian Rosenberg. So thank you guys again, as always, week to week, for tuning in to our AfterBuzz SmackDown recap. If you love what you're seeing, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. You can also hit the thumbs up right now on YouTube. You'll see that right under the title. Shout out to all of the people watching in the live chat as we are going live here at the studio in LA. We have James Williams, Michael Blake, Eric Clark, Theo Nowicki, some new names in here tonight, Joseph Boza, Taliz P., Dylan Matthews, Dang MQ, and a few others. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, leave us some likes, comments, share the link to the live stream with your friends and family. Get them listening to the podcast too. We love wrestling, so as long as they do, why not create a bigger community? And this is our wrestling and sports channel here, so you can also subscribe to that. AfterBuzz does numerous other things like reality TV, scripted, unscripted. They cover it all, so you can also sign up for those as well by hitting the subscribe button on those respective channels.
There you go. And I like Dylan Matthews in the live chat right now. Segway City, damn right. Get the shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Bailey and Ember Moon backstage. Ember telling, you know, you beat me at SummerSlam. I'm doing my own way. But when we have another match, I'll beat you. But until then, Charlotte's not the face of this division. You are. It's about bringing the rest of the division up, which you're doing by giving people like me opportunities. And they are interrupted by Lacey Evans, saying how this entire division needs to raise their standards.
That was nice.
I'm the face, and I'm going to prove it tonight.
I loved that promo.
Promo wasn't bad. I just cannot get into this character for Lacey Evans at all.
Really?
See, I cannot get into it.
I didn't like her in the beginning. Now I like it a lot.
If they used who she really is, it would work so much better, because she should be a top babyface, because she was in the military. And at that point, like, also, I think she's married now, but I think there was a point where she was a single mother as well. So she has, like, this great story that they're not using.
But they can use it when she does charity work, not in the ring.
But see, they should be as close to the same person.
So what do you guys think? Fans, let us know in the comments below. Do you like Lacey Evans' character? Would you rather her be a babyface? Tell us your thoughts and opinions, and if you think she could do something that would be better.
Miz versus Sami. We're supposed to get Miz versus Sami Zayn, but Miz is cutting the promo at the beginning, talking about how I respect Nakamura, being he's a champion, but Sami Zayn is a grade 5 clinger. And
a
I made
what?
A grade 5 clinger is what he said.
Oh, like how Jersey Shore people used to say stage 5
clinger. Oh, stage 5 clinger? Maybe move stage, not grade.
That's funny, Jersey Shore reference.
I didn't understand it. I just wrote it, but you got the reference.
Yeah.
And Miz talked about how he made the Intercontinental title the most prestigious in all WWE and officially challenges Nakamura at Clash of Champions for the IC title, which I said last week. And this makes me happy because I want Miz to get that. I want Miz to be a 10-time IC champion.
Well, it's also great that Nakamura is working.
Yeah, he's actually doing something, which is a nice change of pace.
I know we just talked about this. We were saying how we want to see more Nakamura.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people. But Nakamura specifically is one of them that was like on, just doing so well. And then he kind of lost his fire. They were having him lose against everybody, partnering with Rusev.
Everybody.
Where I don't even know where Rusev is these days.
Rusev's just been off TV for something.
Yeah, and Lana.
Yeah.
Like, I almost wonder, I don't know when their contract expires, but, I mean, what is going on? They kicked her off Divas. She's not on TV.
With everything that's going on right now, I don't foresee WWE letting anyone's contract run out right now.
They just don't want them to leave to go to a competitor, I should say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, foresee that, but... I'm hoping this is going to lead to some big type of return for Rusev. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Zayn comes out not just to compete, but keeps asking Miz, why do you keep associating yourself with the Intercontinental title? You're not the champion. Nakamura is. He distracts Miz. Nakamura attacks him from behind, and they gang up and beat up Miz once again. And that's that. But building up for Nakamura and Miz in a couple weeks of Clash of Champions... Which it will be a unique clash of styles, so I think that'll be a good match.
It's nice. I like it.
We have Elias hanging out in Shane's dressing room. Kevin Owens walks in. Elias informs Kevin that Shane is not there tonight. So why does he have a dressing room if he's not there?
Well, that was my question. I was thinking, oh, Shane's going to make a surprise appearance. You know, once he said, I thought Elias was pretty much putting him in a setup. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. No, but he's like, he's not here. And Kevin Owens, okay, cool, thanks. And walks out. Wondering what that's going to mean.
Yep.
From there, we get into Bayley versus Lacey Evans. And Charlotte comes out to watch the match. There's a point in the match where Bayley locks on kind of an inverted figure four. And... Excuse me.
I never hear you cough here.
I don't cough often.
You're never sick.
I'm very rarely sick. You're welcome, America.
Who'd you catch the bug from?
I don't know.
Was it all the stress applying for that job?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Lacey.
Christian's doing big things.
Oh, yes.
You know. Big boy things.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. We'll call it that. Bayley wins with the elbow drop, but. You enjoyed this match. To me, there was a lot of sloppiness by Lacey. There was a point she couldn't get up for the Bayley to belly. There was just it seemed like some of the positioning was off at times. She's a solid wrestler. She can be a solid wrestler. Mm-hmm. She has a great moonsault. That moonsault she does where she springs forward, turns around, and does it looks great if she's accurate on it. It's very dangerous. When she hits it, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. The crowd, I don't think, really buys into this. And you would think in Baton Rouge, if any area for the sassy Southern Belle, this would be the type of area. And they still weren't really reacting to her.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people didn't like this match.
Mm-hmm.
But at least at the start, from the get-go, I thought it was really high energy. Great play on their characters. But sometimes when things are messy, even though I know it's supposed to be super technical, it almost could sell it better. It just depends on if they are... It's almost like an acting. If you acknowledge you messed up, then you're going to look unprofessional. But when you...
Oh, sure.
When you go through the moves or you go through your script as if the mess up was a part of the original script, it's still selling. So in a way, it doesn't bother me.
Well, you honestly, I don't want to see everything perfectly crisp. Because
right.
You want them to be human. So yeah, you want things to be slightly off at times. That's fine. But like I felt there were times where, you know, she wasn't even necessarily looking towards the hard camera when she should have.
Be a production issue?
Well, the hard camera stays put, hence it being the hard camera.
Yeah, but like you never know when that's taking.
The hard camera's filming the whole thing at all times.
Right, but as in when that camera's live to TV.
Well, that's the producer saying, cut to this, cut to this, cut to this.
Right.
But
usually there's a light on a camera when they're live. It's
but
red.
Well, the hard camera, you're not necessarily going to see that light because the hard camera's far up in the crowd. Mm. But if you're never turning to it, then they're not going to cut to it.
Yeah.
So then it's the other cameramen and women scrambling around the ring to get the better shot.
Yeah, sometimes I just wonder in those situations if it's, like, production or if it's the talent. Because there's so much that goes into a live show that it could easily be someone's miscommunicating. And it makes the talent look bad when it's not really their fault. But, I mean, that's understandable what you're saying.
And, I mean, this was... And I was also confused because I felt like the last time we really saw Lacey around Charlotte, Charlotte was like beating the crap out of her, and now Charlotte's just standing at ringside.
Yeah, I thought something was going to happen when Charlotte walked out.
Yeah.
But nada. So. No,
yeah, she just stood there, watched Bayley, showed the title in front of her, and that was that.
Yeah. She was pretty relaxed tonight. Maybe Charlotte's saving her energy for something.
Yeah, maybe. Quick little thing with Dan O'Brien and Eric Rowan. Did you hear me? That's right. Eric Rowan got his first name back.
Woo! It's a legendary moment.
I don't know if it's suspense music. I think it's like miracle music because hell is frozen over and someone got their first name back. Hopefully he will be a pioneer in this and we can start calling Ali Mustafa Ali again and Andrade Cien Almas again and maybe Cesaro if they want to throw Antonio back there and Alexander Rusev and all the other people that have lost part of their names. Thank you, Eric Rowan, for breaking that glass ceiling of retrieving part of your name back. Well done. That's all I had for that.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It made me feel good. It's even on WWE.com. Under the roster page, they have his full name now, too.
I would love if, like, Mustafa Ali could get his full name back, Samoa Joe.
Let's just hope it works. Let's hope this starts bringing him back.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I think they just say Nakamura because it's just a really long name, but the ring announcer still announces him as Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Just like that. 100% like that.
Not just like
you
that.
Someone's got another career, I think.
I actually like ring announcing. At first, before I ever did it, I was always like, oh, I can't do that. Like, but then I actually tried it, and then I had to announce randomly on a shoot that I was on where they asked me to intro the other hosts for their, it was a music competition show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it, you have to use, like, an announcer voice. And
sure.
Not that, I don't even know if they're going to use it in the cut, but everyone's like, oh, my God, who is that? It sounds amazing. Like, is that coming from your body and your mouth? And I'm like, yep. So I actually think I have a future in announcing at some point.
All right, well. I want to hear it. Do a big time announcement right now. Though
I don't want to like yell at the mic though. But
well, yeah. You can back up a little bit. We'll adjust.
What should I say?
I don't know. Introduce Andrade.
Okay.
Or how, Kevin Owens. Though? I don't know, like how they do ring announcing.
How do they introduce Kevin Owens? I don't even like you're putting me on the spot. I forgot.
Wow. Okay.
No, give me a thing to say. I need something to say.
All right. You would say following contest schedule for one fall.
The following contest is scheduled for a one fall.
Did you say for a one fall?
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to say
no.
That.
No.
For otherwise, one fall.
There you go. And then the crowd screams
I
one
always
fall
do that because I don't ring announce, so like I always mess that part up.
For a one fall.
Wait, let me start
that
over.
That was great.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
All right, that was good. That was good.
Christian one Rosenberg fall. Gets in the ring with Phoenix and Orion.
Oh, my God. Tom's going to kill you.
The Constellation Duo.
You mispronounced his name.
I always do. Remember I said Orion the other day?
Yes.
It's
Orion.
It's Orion like the Constellation, but it doesn't... He doesn't feel like an Orion to me. He feels like an Orion. I don't know.
You should let him know that.
I'm going to let him know.
Okay. I'm going to move on.
Move on, right, Christian.
Randy Orton versus Big E. I have a random question, and it really came up in this match. How do we determine which announce tables are strong and which aren't? Because some announce tables break from just a spear. Meanwhile, Big E gets slammed, a near 300-pounder gets slammed on this table, and then a second later, he comes back and slams Orton onto it. Table doesn't budge at all. Why? I know there's, obviously they have different ones, but I just think it's hilarious where one match, someone does a move not as vicious as this, table shatters, and then this happens, and the table's perfectly fine.
It's true.
It's those weird little things that I notice. That I shouldn't notice, but I do because I'm weird.
No, I think you're just disappointed in general. Yeah, the table didn't break. Like, it should have broke.
Yeah. I mean, with Big E and Orton slamming each other onto the same table and the size of Big E, I would think a table would break. These announce tables,
you're right.
These announce tables aren't built in Japan.
I mean, how much did they say Big E weighs at the beginning when they introduced
him? Like 290? I mean, like, he's near 300.
He's 285 pounds. 285.
So.
Wowza.
Yeah. Towards the end of the match, Revival show up. Oh, also, after Orton got slammed on the table, though, he's selling, and he hovers over the guardrail. And then there's this little kid sitting ringside who is screaming off the top of his lungs. And they mute Randy Orton when he tells the kid to shut up.
No way.
I watched it like five times. It's so funny.
Somebody needs to take a meme of it. Like, make a meme or a GIF.
Like, because Randy Orton is like 6 inches away from this kid's face, who's just screaming because he's 6 inches away from Randy Orton. And Randy Orton just is like, oh, shut up.
I wonder if these kids are like, yeah, he told me to shut up. Or they're like upset and wish they could go home. You know?
I hope.
Like, oh, I can't believe Randy Orton said
that. I hope, for the sake of the kids and believing that it's option two. Because Randy Orton is the bad guy. The bad guy,
so
he's
scary.
So
you want the bad guy to scare you?
I want him to make me sad
and
upset.
What if that was your kids and you brought them to a wrestling show and Randy Orton told them to shut up? Would you tell your child?
I would say he's mean and he's a mean person and he's going to get what's coming to him for saying mean things. And
that's
then Big
so
E attacked
funny.
Him.
I could see, like, me having a child that starts screaming and, like, and is so scared and upset.
Oh,
I'd just be like, we're going to suck it up today. We're staying.
I've made a kid cry.
Really?
Yes. A few years ago, I was managing a guy. We beat up, I don't remember who exactly we beat up, like my group of guys, we beat someone up. He's out laying. Everyone's booing. And there's family ringside. We're all going around taunting. And he's really sad because he really liked the guy. And one of the wrestlers was like there. And, like, taunting the kid, and I jumped in, and I'm just yelling, and the kid started, like, tearing up, and it's just like, we got it. They believe he's
you
upset.
Scared him.
Yes. But in a good, I mean, in an entertaining way.
Yeah.
I don't want to say good way. I mean, because
you made the kid cry.
Eventually,
it's great.
Eventually, the good guys overcame in the end, and he was happy. You believe in it. You believe in a story. You feel it. You want to be connected to it. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Yeah. I just know if I was that kid, I'd probably be upset. Not going to lie.
Well, when he grows up, he can take it out on me.
Yeah. Imagine you're actually one of the kids in the audience. You get upset because someone like Randy Orton tells you to shut up. And then like 20 years later, you're a WWE superstar and you get to kick his butt. That would be a great story. Like, you told me in 1983.
I had this poster. You ripped it up. And now I'm back for my revenge.
Yeah, like Sasha Banks could have had that story. You never know.
Yeah, but it was funny. In the chat, we're always talking about that Orton should have RKO'd the kid, which it might be a little much.
Not okay. Not okay.
After the match, Orton and Revival beat up Big E some more. A quick little Chad Gable promo. At the end of the night, Shelton will be looking up at me. And Shelton shows up saying he can't find Chad because he's so short. It's a short joke.
So not funny.
Why do we get rid of all these fun little Shelton Benjamin vignettes that I wanted memes on? Because all of a sudden now he's back to being like regular Shelton. And we got rid of the dazed and confused Shelton. Why? You were trying to do something with him. And then you stopped. Why? I just want to know. Someone give me an answer. Chat roll, give me an answer. I just want to know why. Hey, maybe we'll give him a minute to maybe come up with that answer. Because we have Elias sitting on the throne. Talking about long live King Elias. Because he's going to win King of the Ring. Kevin Owens shows up from behind. Attacks. Gives Elias a stunner. Elias is left laying in the ring. So R-Truth creeps in, wanting to get that 24/7 title. But Drake Maverick pulls him away, and Drake Maverick reclaims regains the 24/7 championship and just maybe might be able to finally consummate his marriage.
Honestly, it's a real battle mainly between Drake Maverick and R-Truth for this 24/7 title.
Yeah, it's Drake, R-Truth, and Elias. Those are the only Elias people involved in it.
But to be honest, like, Drake is super passionate and R-Truth is pretty passionate. I think Elias is, like, the least passionate about that title, even though he likes it. Yeah, it's funny. Like, it's all centered around these three superstars. Mm-hmm. And Drake Maverick has got it again. So where are we going to find him next? Who is going to get the title next? And where is Drake going to be when that happens?
It's probably going to be something that's going to be on the WWE YouTube page later this week.
I liked how they brought Fox Sports into it, though.
I love that over the weekend. Fun. That was fun at Fox Founders event. They had Elias lost the title to R-Truth, who then lost it to, his name's escaping me, but one of the hosts of the college football, who then lost it back to Elias.
Yeah.
So that was a fun little thing. And, I mean, we'll see what happens there. But I think it's interesting to note, Kevin Owens left Elias Lane, but for Kevin Owens, the 24/7 title didn't mean anything because he didn't bother trying to pin him and just walked away.
Yeah, because he's got his eyes set on bigger things.
Right. Hence, that almost insulting the title, saying it's not important to other people.
Insulting it? No, he is.
I'm not saying you personally.
Yeah, I'm not personally insulting
I'm not saying, Gabby, you insulted a 24/7 title.
I feel like you are.
Gabby, how dare you insult the 24/7 title?
Well, ask Kevin Owens about that, because okay. I'm not responsible for that.
No?
Mm-mm.
I thought you were a Kevin Owens spokeswoman.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes.
But not for this.
Not for this.
Okay. Chad Gable versus Shelton Benjamin. King of the Ring, first round match. It wasn't a bad match. The match was fine, but nobody cared about it because we don't know what character Shelton's been, as I was just describing a minute ago. Chad Gable hasn't been on TV forever. In the last couple weeks, all has been little promos talking about how he's short. So that's not enough for people to get behind him. And these are both two of the top tier wrestlers on the roster.
Right.
So, like, this should be a type of match that everyone is clinging to see. Former tag team champions squaring off with each other. But it was just there. Because if the crowd's not involved, then the match doesn't feel like it was as good as it was. Because this was a good match, but you wouldn't think it.
So what happens now that Gable won?
Well, now he goes on to face Andrade.
Right, but then what does that mean for their storyline?
I don't know. Maybe Shelton's going to get involved in the match somehow to continue their story. Or it was just try to help Chad Gable for this match. And then they're done. And now he's just going to take on Andrade.
It's just interesting because he has all these short jokes against him. So now where are you going to take it? Because Chad Gable could essentially say, well, guess height has nothing on me beating you in the ring. Because clearly Shelton's, I guess, comments trying to make him feel inferior did not work out for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder if WWE is going to continue it or they're just going to put an end to it and they both do different things now.
I'm thinking it's going to be towards that. And it's just like, all right, we just did this little thing and now you're both on your own separate paths.
Okay, so question to you guys. Let us know in the comment section as well as the live stream chat. What do you think is going to happen in this Gable Benjamin storyline? Will they continue? Are they going to go their separate ways? Gable has more important things to focus on. Let us know your thoughts.
Yes, please. Let us know. As we go, I mean, essentially the main event of the evening, which was a promo, because the Gable Benjamin match was the last match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We have Roman Reigns entering the ring, because the question is, will he or will he not apologize to Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan for wrongly accusing them? Because of we had the other guy who had a red beard apparently be the guy that was
so
attacking
random.
Roman.
Where'd they find that guy anyways?
Craigslist.
Yeah. We're looking for someone that looks identical to this man.
Do you have a beard very closely resembling this one? Then we might need you. before Roman starts speaking, Dan and Brian Rowan are on the Tron. And Roman then said, well, hold on. You guys need to see this footage. And it goes back to the clip of when of the first attack with the forklift or whatever knocking the speakers and everything over on Roman. And now, magically, we see in the corner Eric Rowan with a hoodie pushing one of the items and then walking away while everyone's running in. He's just magically appearing in all this.
But
now,
how do we know that that's Eric Rowan and not the other guy?
Because as they cut back, Dan O'Brien starts yelling and slapping Eric Rowan, where Eric Rowan is starting to say, I did it for, like, but Brian just kept stopping him.
So that's what was caught. It was from that segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brian just kept slapping him and's like, you know, I hate liars. How could you do this?
I was very confused by that segment because I didn't know when that was, like, because that happened tonight, right?
What? Which part?
The I hate liars.
Yes.
So it's just like, why is he assuming that that was him? It's because of his words that he was about to admit to it.
Because the footage, you could tell in the footage that was shown that it wasn't the other guy. It was Rowan.
Not really. It was so far away.
They highlighted it to make it look
look identical.
No,
to me
it clearly looked like Rowan. The fact that Rowan then started physically saying as Dan O'Brien was slapping him, I did it because and then was getting cut off. Hmm. So then Dan O'Brien just keeps slapping him, Rowan leaves, Brian storms to the ring saying he had nothing to do with this, I did not know anything about it. You have to believe me on that. And then Roman spears Dan O'Brien. But we still don't know. Did Brian know anything about it? Or are we going to have what we feared weeks ago, that Eric Rowan is going to pull a Rikishi, and because Rikishi hit Steve Austin with a car years ago and then said, I did it for The Rock. And we're going to have Eric Rowan say, I did this for Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going. Like, it's so weird now that Daniel Bryan's turning against Eric Rowan because of this act against Roman Reigns. And he was so passionate when he came out at the end and he was, you know, approaching Roman Reigns in ring. It almost makes me feel like, is this a setup?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, what
an elaborate setup.
Yeah, it's an elaborate setup to get Roman to not believe that Daniel Bryan is the issue.
Just eventually Bryan to convince him enough that he wasn't, but then some master plan, it shows that he was.
Exactly. I think there is a master plan in place. It's too good to be true. Daniel Bryan's not this nice. If anything, he's a heel. He would have been like, yeah, Eric, that's amazing that you did that. Why is he so against Eric Rowan?
Because he doesn't like liars.
Oh, please.
Come on, he's our planet's former champion.
He says it, but I mean, he's a heel, so at the end of the day, heels do heel things.
They do. They make fans cry.
They do. They tell them to shut up.
That's right. That's right. All right. So with that said, we got some wrestling rap with a lot of happy wrestling rap news.
Yes. So you guys, this week in wrestling rap, oh my goodness, so many people are either engaged or married, formally coming together in a union. All right. So the first news is...
together in a union.
I mean, marriage is a union.
Yes.
A sacred union.
Yes, you are correct about that.
By legal contract. Anyways. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are engaged, you guys. The power couple.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I'm excited.
Hey, guys, they're engaged.
Because I'm excited.
Okay.
And by the way, they're looking real good in their beachfront photos from the engagement. So props to Seth Rollins for that one. So there's a picture up on social media, if you guys haven't seen it, where Becky's rocking the ring out. Not on this finger, obviously, it would be. If you're watching the YouTube stream, it would be like this finger on his chest. Like, we're just engaged. Really cute. So they're officially off the market. Yeah, that's one couple. Then the next couple is Finn Balor married Veronica Rodriguez, and it's official because we saw it on Instagram too.
And they just got engaged, like, I felt like a month ago.
I know, we just found out. I feel like their relationship was serious. They got engaged, And, yep, they've already officiated it. So Balor posted a photo that seems to show him and Rodriguez celebrating their nuptials in a jungle setting, you guys. It looks beautiful. Jungle setting. That's all we really see, because that's the one photo he posted. And the caption says, "Welcome to the jungle, hashtag forever gang." It's cute. So it's presumed that he might be back in the ring for more action come October. Hopefully building towards Survivor Series, but I'm sure for now he's going to be enjoying his newly...
as he should.
His new
enjoy the wedding, enjoy marriage, have a honeymoon, all that fun stuff.
Now, going back to people that, another couple that got married, this is crazy, all in the same week. What is going on in WWE? Anyways, Peyton Royce and Sean Spears from AEW just got married as
formerly
well.
Formerly Ty Dillinger.
Yes, formerly yes. Ty Dillinger.
And they're on their honeymoon this week right before the All Out pay-per-view.
Yes, and his real name is Ron Arneal, right? Arneal?
Yes.
If you guys are wondering. I'm sure everyone knows that already. So they got married over the weekend. It's so crazy. So he requested his release from WWE back in February and had it granted within days. And then he made his AEW debut as a part of the Casino Battle Royale at Double or Nothing in May. It was then confirmed that Spears had signed with AEW. So he then had a storyline with Cody Rhodes. A lot of big things happening in his career, and now he's officially married to one part
of
the Iconics. And so I think their marriage is going to be pretty iconic, for sure.
Aw, I see what you did there.
So congratulations.
Yes, congrats to all of them.
Yes.
So many engagements and marriages and honeymoons all at once.
And then also, Endeavor is launching a podcast network with WWE. You guys, it's official news. Pretty crazy. It was announced through The Hollywood Reporter that they would be developing a podcast network that will feature several series focused on WWE superstar wrestlers. And WWE noted further details, including launch timing and content created, will be revealed within the coming week. So we'll have to stay tuned to that. So it's another really good update. Also, the Bellas podcast is currently with them. So they've already done some programming, but it looks like they're going to expand out and do a lot more with the network. And then my last story.
More podcasts.
What?
More podcasts. Although, you know, this is the top podcast to listen to anyway. Just make sure it's still number one.
Why don't Endeavor pick us up? AfterBuzz and Endeavor and WWE all together.
I'm sorry. Why don't we pick up Endeavor?
Well, yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah. Endeavor doesn't
for the whole AfterBuzz network.
Endeavor doesn't need us.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, they do. No, I said that wrong now, too. Keep going. We both screwed up.
Yeah,
we both screwed up.
So, WWE and E! Entertainment have revealed the premiere date for the next season of Total Divas, you guys. So, if you're a fan of the show, get ready because it's going to be premiering Wednesday, October 2nd. Same month as everything else, it seems to be. Everything is October
right
now.
That is a very big week in WWE.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be season 9, can you believe?
I cannot believe they've had 9 seasons
Season 9 of Total Divas. Brie Bella and Nikki Bella are still on it. I think a lot of people thought they weren't going to be on Divas. They were just going to focus on their show, Total Bellas. But nope, they're in the promo photo. And obviously Ronda Rousey and Sonya Deville are joining the cast. We've talked about that when we first found out.
And Sonya broke it here. It was exclusive to us. That's right.
She'll be on there with her new girlfriend.
Yep.
Hopefully they're still
together.
And then
Naomi and Natalya are on, and Carmella, I believe.
Yeah, so it's going to be Nia Jax, Natalya, Carmella, and Naomi as well, in addition to the people I already mentioned. So WWE noted that Total Divas kicks off showcasing another side of Rousey as she gushes about her MMA fighter husband, Travis Brown, while enjoying her time in WWE and working on her ranch, Rousey Acres. So it'll be cool to kind of see the behind the scenes of Ronda Rousey with that being said. So again, it's going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, October 2nd. So tune in for that.
And you know there'll be an AfterBuzz following that as well.
Yes. And all I want to say after that is shout out to Kevin Owens. Keep going after your dreams, buddy. And I'm glad Shane McMahon wasn't there tonight to stir up some drama for you. That's the end of Wrestling Wrap.
That's the spokesperson for Kevin Owens, everybody.
Yeah.
Right there. All right, so we're going to wrap this baby up, but we want to know your thoughts continuing on with the King of the Ring. Now we have Chad Gable versus Andrade, and then we have Ali versus Elias on the SmackDown side. So who will advance next week? We want your thoughts.
Oh,
Go.
One more thing.
Sure.
Can I add in?
Okay.
So I'm seeing a comment from Joseph Boza, and he said, I think Carmella will use her Cycle 9 storyline to tell her side of her love life. And I wasn't even thinking about this, but you know Carmella is now officially...
With Corey Graves.
With Corey Graves. They've been posting all over social media again. Social media is like the way to announce stuff these days. But I'm wondering if he'll be on Divas a lot.
He might be. We'll see.
Being that they're obviously taking things public now. So I just wanted to include that because it's a prediction of mine. What do you guys think? Let us know. And
yeah, let us know that. Who else who do you think will advance on the SmackDown side in the King of Ring tournaments? And any other comments that you might have on this week's SmackDown? Do you agree with my thoughts on Lacey Evans, or do you disagree with me and agree with Gabby on that? Mm-hmm. Let us know on YouTube and iTunes and all the places you can leave comments, like, subscribe, and of course talk to us on various forms of social media. Gabby Loren, how can people reach out to you?
You guys can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram at Gabby Loren TV. That's GABBYLOREN TV. I would love if you guys wanted to connect. That's what social media is for. Thursdays, again, I'll be at Shein. And soon enough, beginning of September, I'll be interviewing all of your Impact stars.
Yeah, backstage. You will. Impact. Gabby is going to bring an impact to Impact.
Oh, yes. I like the way you said that.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProSentees.com/Christian Rosenberg, and for all their other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip. Follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg, and we will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.